D'Iberville, Mississippi is a small town on the north side of Biloxi's Back Bay. Resident Ashley McNair did not evacuate. She thought she was far enough from danger, and her neighborhood had never flooded before. She was wrong.
That water came in quick. In the matter of like 15 minutes, our house was filled with water.
More than 9 feet of water. Everything in it, she said, was ruined. Ashley McNair now lives in a tent at a neighbor's house with her 5-month-old daughter.
We woke up about 7:30-ish, I believe, and we had about an inch of water in our house. And by the time we climbed out our kitchen window, the water was above our stomach at the time, and we had to swim down the street, and it was like up to our necks. And we got down the road, and we were at another house that was higher ground, and next thing you know, the water started coming in there, so we had to climb out the screen door, and a lot of guys around the neighborhood found a boat, put all the women, children, and the elderly inside the boat and pushed it to higher ground. That's how we went through the storm. It was very scary.
How did you get the baby out when you were trying to swim?
Well, at the time when we got out, we were able to walk. We could still touch ground, so the baby was up on my shoulder, or my mom's shoulder, and we had her wrapped up in a blanket. We got to the next house, and when we got on the boat, we were sitting down and holding her. And we were able to get the baby's crib out and clean it, and her mattress was still good because she had a thing over it to protect water and stuff out of it. So we were able to get the baby's crib, so she slept in her crib. And then the next day, we managed to get a tent. So we were sleeping in our tent for the last few days.
Do you know what you're going to do? Are you going to try to find work?
Yes. See, we have checks that we're waiting on. As soon as we can find a way to get our paychecks from these places, we're probably going to relocate and try to find work there as soon as we get enough money to do that. Right now, we don't have our paychecks. We can't go pick them up. We don't know where to pick them up at. So it's hard because we have no money, hardly. It's even harder. If we had a vehicle, it would be a lot easier. We had two cars, and both of them were 6 feet underwater. So technically, wherever we can go with what we have is where we'll probably go.
Well, do you need to go take care of that baby girl?
Oh, well, she's sleepy. I mean, we take it day by day. Everybody works together and sticks together, and that's how we're making it through this. But I know Red Cross and FEMA and all them, they're working as fast as they can down here. And I know people think that they're not working fast enough or they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, but we've seen them trying their hardest to help us out.
Well, thanks for speaking with me. Ashley McNair by cell phone from D'Iberville, Mississippi, where she's living in a tent in front of her flooded home. Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome.